Boulevard, east of Road 48, Hollyville Road, 1,655 feet north of Road 302, Avalon Road, a special exception to operate a daycare facility.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Yes, Penny Robillard, 2825 Serenity Lane, Harbison, Delaware, 19951.
Anthony Robillard, 2825 Serenity Lane, Harbison, Delaware.
Can you raise your right hand? All the testimony you're about to give, you swear that that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Penny Robillard. I've operated the daycare facility on my property since 1998. I've operated a daycare in Delaware since 1992. I love children. It's my job. This is my husband, Tony. My special use exception, I don't feel will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent or neighboring property. As I said, I've been there since 1998. I have maintained the road. We do have a driveway. It's an 800-foot driveway that we paved. I have a large circular driveway with a large parking area. My house sits right across from the circle area, and then my playground area is off to the right side of the house over on basically it's about 3/4 of an acre of a play area, which would have to be fenced in, of course. And I would have to have the requirements met, of course, by zoning and approval by child care licensing. And the state does have many requirements that I would have to fulfill, such as fire marshal approval, the environmental health plan, lead paint inspection, environmental health inspection, Denerec approval, certificate of insurance, Office of Drinking Water certificate.
Okay, what would your hours of operation be?
My hours of operation would be from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m.
Okay, Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday only.
Okay, and you're requesting 9 to 53 children capacity?
Right now I have 9 children, okay. And whatever the state will limit, will allow me. It goes by 35 square foot per child.
Okay.
For inside the home to determine how many children.
Okay. And as far as you say you have a 800-foot lane and
yes,
a circular drive?
A driveway.
And would that be sufficient as far as parking and whatnot?
Yes. It's basically, it will be used by the parents as strictly a drop-off and a pickup. Most of the time when parents are bringing their children, they're in a big hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Half the time I'm talking to them and they're like trying to get out the door, let me out of here. So never would there always would that many cars come up the driveway. And cars that do come up, like I said, my driveway will accommodate up to 14 vehicles at one time.
Okay. And what would be the ages of the children?
They will range from 1 to 13.
Are you living in that residence right now?
Pardon me?
Are you living in that residence?
Yes.
Okay. They said that your opposition says you no longer live. You take issue with that?
That I no longer live there?
Yeah.
I maintain that property, and I still am there. Yes, I do own another home. My father lives in there, and I stay over there at that house also.
Okay.
But that is my primary residence.
Okay. We have some pictures here that I'll share with you. It appears to be a mobile home.
That's my neighbor's house.
That's your neighbor's?
Yes.
And what about this?
That's my home.
That's your home?
Yes.
And this is where you're proposing the daycare be?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And is this your drive?
That's the driveway, yes.
Okay.
What's your response to Country Trails Land Company that says that you have a covenant that says you can't have any?
That I can't have, pardon me?
There's no commercial activity can be engaged in without approval of County Trails Land Company.
When I first bought the property, I had a daycare, and he knew that that was my intention, was to turn it into a daycare. As well did the maze. That was always been my intention.
Yeah, that's his objection, that you had signed a covenant saying that you wouldn't do that.
That I wouldn't?
Well, I think we need to introduce into the record that there's correspondence from...
From that company?
Yes. I think that's an unfair advantage to the applicant. Are you familiar with the opposition's...
I'm understanding it's County Trails.
Yes. Okay. In their correspondence, they...
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Before we go any further, I've noticed that this letter from Country Trails Land is signed by Ronald W. Moore. One of the attorneys in our firm, Everett Moore, is related to a Ronald Moore. I don't know if this is the same Ronald Moore, but I did want to make the board aware of that in case they
record.
Felt there was a conflict.
Okay. Why don't we, can we hold that question until we see if there's opposition?
Okay.
Hang on just a second.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions regarding the applicant's testimony from members of the board, Mr. Rickard?
No.
Mr. Workman?
I don't promise. How long you been in, daycare, excuse me?
Pardon me?
How long you have in daycare? How long you been doing this?
I've been doing daycare here in Delaware since 1992.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Was it at this property?
No, not until 1998. Had daycare at Potnets.
So you have been conducting daycare at this property since 1998?
Yes. Yes, sir.
And has there been any problems?
Never.
With that? Okay. All right. All right. Are there any persons here in favor of the application? Doesn't appear to be any. And is there anyone here in opposition? Okay. If you folks would like to have a seat there on the front, and if you'd like to come up.
Joyce May, 28830 Serenity Lane, Harbison, Delaware.
Stephen May, 28830 Serenity Lane, Harbison, Delaware.
Raise your right hand. I swear that all the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And what is your opposition?
We have a shared driveway, and we have never been opposed to Mrs. Robillard having a family daycare. They have since bought a house and have the daycare there, and we still don't have a problem with that. We are opposed. We bought that acreage. It's 5 acres, and our house sits behind the Robillard house. We bought that land for privacy. It cannot be subdivided. And which is another reason why we bought it, because we wanted the 5 acres for privacy. If the variance is allowed, we'll have even say 3 kids per family. That's still a lot of people coming up right before our house. That one, the traffic thing, but also the privacy. We didn't buy it to have a business next to us. We bought it to have a house with private, with the woods and the comfort of being back there in the woods. For the record, Ronald Moore is Everett Moore's brother. Okay. I work for Ronald Moore, if it's...
Okay.
Did you say you had that driveway to share?
Our driveway is shared, yes, sir.
All the way back?
The driveway...
To within 200 feet of our house.
200 feet of your house?
Yeah. The driveway goes straight up to her driveway, and then our driveway splits off to the right, and their house is right there.
So... Are you back farther?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
200 feet?
Yes.
Okay.
How long have you been back there?
Since we bought the property in 97.
97. And they had the home there? I mean, they had the daycare there?
We were there first.
I'm sorry.
We were there first. We bought and put our house there before she came in, yes, sir.
Got you, okay.
But and the present daycare, she has 9 children now. That hasn't been a problem?
No, sir, but it's
not that many kids.
It's a very narrow driveway, so it's the addition of the, you know, up to 54 kids. That's a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so your concern is with the use of that driveway, not the, I mean, she says she has ample parking for 14 vehicles.
I don't quite agree with that, but I would say she's been, she's great with the kids. You know, we have no problem with that. It's the privacy issue, and that we bought it for a home, mm-hmm. not to have a business next to us. It's in a very wooded area. There's probably 4 houses down our entire road, except for Avalon or the Woodhaven Farms, which is a small development a few driveways down. But there's not very many houses even down the entire road.
Okay.
Right. Do you have a covenants on your property?
Yes, sir. They're exactly the same.
Same covenants,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
I thought so. You're under that understanding also that no commercial activity.
Correct.
You
were
correct.
Agreed to that.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Is that it?
Yeah.
That's it.
So. All right.
Thank you for hearing our concerns.
Sure. Okay. If you folks would like to approach your podium, we do have a letter from Country Trails Land Company in opposition. Without reading the whole letter, Mr. Rickard has referred to a covenant that you agreed to as far as not having a business there. And they, in fact, say there is a restrictive covenant prohibiting commercial activity on your property without prior written approval from County Trails Land Company. And you're familiar with that, I guess?
Yes, I've had my daycare there since I bought the property.
Okay.
That was a home occupation.
Home right. occupation,
difference.
Right.
The difference, yeah.
Okay. Mr. Rickards asked the question. Would you like to address it?
Their house sits, you come up the driveway, it's an 800-foot driveway. Then you go about 200 feet up another driveway into their property.
Are you talking about county trails or these folks?
I'm talking about the May's property.
Okay. All right. These
people's property.
Mm-hmm.
There's never been a problem with my daycare there, and Ronald Moore has known that I've had my daycare there, and I understand that you're saying it's a home because it's a home-based business.
Mm-hmm.
And
we don't enforce deed restrictions or covenants.
I understand that. I understand
that.
So
that may be something you might have to deal with later.
Then,
but the question
I could ask for a large family, which will take me up to 12 plus 3, 15.
Okay.
I maintain 2 homes. I have a 75-year-old father. I just found out I have. I never knew I had a father. My father died when I was 6, and he's here. He just had a kidney removed. He lives with us. We're raising our grandson because we've been fighting the drug war here in Delaware. I need to expand somehow so that I can cover the expenses for both properties. And as I said, we do maintain that driveway, my husband and I. I've spent $12,000 on the driveway, paving it, blacktopping it. And we maintain seal coating it and repairs. We just had repairs done on it in March May of last year that cost us $1,000.
I understand. It's getting late. I understand the Mays. They don't want a business. It's a heavily wooded area. But the thing is, there's a good 200-300 foot of, at least of woods. She can only have 11 children outside at one time under state. The playground is 500 foot on the other side. Daycare parents, they come quick in the morning, they drop them and they go. It's I don't foresee that it would be a problem. As far as county trails goes, you know, if they want to raise an objection, we would have to deal with that civilly. I've already consulted some counsel on that, and you know, they haven't given me a dime for anything over there, so I don't really know what how that would hold up in court. But you know, my wife loves this business, and that she just wants to get the school going now. She's it's a great place for kids, and you know, there is other businesses up and down Hollyville Road. There's a Shore Maintenance. It's no more than 400 yards down the road. They have 5 warehouses. There's an ambulance company down at the corner. So these are commercial businesses, and there's houses all around them. And this is a school. We're not asking to sell hot dogs or soda or run a nightclub. It's a school, and it's not going to be any different than what they're running right now. And we do respect our neighbors, and we do respect their privacy, and it's not our intention to invade on that. And it's not that there's going to be 75 kids there. If the state lets her run 30 kids, that would be a great thing there. So that's all I have to say.
Okay. I think their concern is you increased it by 41 kids, you know. So they're
I was going with what the state told me to do, what my licensing specialist.
How many square feet do you have to handle?
2,077 inside the home.
Okay. And how many employees are you going to have?
Right now, it's just me and I have a helper, but I have a teacher on standby ready to come aboard. So I've been actually paying her weekly to keep her so that she doesn't go out and get another job and I lose her, because I have to have a teacher on staff. I can't do two jobs. I can't be the administrator and the curriculum coordinator.
And you have to get what from the state again?
Pardon me?
You have to get what from the state? Licenses and approval.
Yes,
and
I have. There's a lot of like
haven't
I haven't
done
to,
any of that yet. In other words,
no. I was. Okay. I had to do this first.
Okay.
Trying to follow protocol.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So we.
A daycare is 6 people.
6 full time.
Six
full time. Have part time, which we
no.
Don't.
6 kids, right?
6 full-time.
Okay. And then when you go above that?
Then you need that, to have the special use exception.
And that's how many kids? Are you allowed to put a limit on how many kids they get?
You can, it's up to you.
It's up to us? Okay.
And I think it's up to the state, too. Don't they have a
state?
Yeah, they have rules and regulations.
Right. 53 is the max.
As far as the county's concerned, it's a home occupation up to 6.
Right. Yeah.
And they
after
can have
that,
part time, which we don't count.
Right.
So, okay. 6 full time.
All right.
She's got 9 right now.
She has 6 full, and I believe the other 3 are part time. So she's a home occupation.
Okay.
I'm good.
Yep.
All right. I'll entertain a motion. Question before you, I think, is that will it substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties? We've heard arguments to both sides of that. Keeping in mind that we don't enforce deed restrictions and covenants. Once for a motion, calling twice for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion. We table case number 10,939.
Okay. Do I have a second for that?
Second.
And all those in favor, give a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. The case has been tabled. And what that means is that it's been tabled to our next regular meeting. The hearing is closed. There's no more opportunity for testimony. You're welcome to come to hear our deliberation at the end of our next regular meeting, or you can view all of our deliberation on the internet, or you can call the office the following morning. That would be 2 weeks from tonight.
The 20th.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay.